Welcome to Marketing Musicology with your host, Dr. David Allen.
So we're talking today with Tim Ganz, who's the head of music intelligence at Spotify. Tim, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, how does one become a head of music intelligence? Tell us about your path.
You know, I don't think there's a playbook for that. I wish I had known, but it happened really kind of organically as things changed. I was part of an early team at a company called The Echo Nest back in 2008, 2009. We were a startup out of the MIT Media Lab focused on developing a music data platform that would service the music industry, both artists, managers, and labels and bands. We had a fair amount of success in the marketplace, a great deal of market share with companies like Spotify, Clear Channel, SiriusXM, the BBC, and in 2014, Spotify bought the Echo Nest. So since that time, we've been just advancing the same research that we developed back in 2008 and applying it to this, you know, really robust user base and this, you know, really, really incredible platform that is Spotify today.
That's a great story. So now I guess you have not only a lot to do with music fans, but the brands that want music fans, I guess.
Yeah. We now have the privilege of understanding so much more than we ever did about music consumption. And we can get it. The signal is so strong that we can start bringing new levels of precision and granularity to the marketing and targeting process for brands. I feel like the biggest breakthrough that we could advance in this coming year is around just a better, deeper level of understanding at a brand level around your constituents, around the audience. What is the audience doing? How are they spending their time? You never really could understand that before, but now you can, you know, truly understand what a person's day actually sounds like and what they're, you know, what they're bringing into their experience on a day-to-day basis. That allows for a brand to be able to kind of use language to speak really clearly to these constituents and use, you know, the content, the music itself, as a way to connect a brand with an audience or an audience with an artist, with a brand. With a band. What we're basically doing is enabling our brand partners to be able to enact a always-on music strategy that not only develops the sonic identity for a brand, but actually monitors it and its interaction with the sonic identity of their collective user base, whether it be targets or customers, so that you can understand that engagement between both. And obviously, what sits in between both are the artists themselves. And we want to do as much as we can to connect our artist partners with our brand partners when it makes sense for both.
Yeah, I love the sound of their day. I spend a lot of time talking and lecturing about that everyone has, you know, a playlist or has some kind of theme song to their life. You're kind of bringing it all together. And you probably, like I, see some people that some brands that think they have a music strategy, but really they're just throwing a song in a commercial or playing it in their store with no real reason for doing it. And then you have other people that are, you know, a little bit better at the whole DNA thing. You know, I'm watching, you know, MasterCard now with what they're doing and trying to have this sonic logo and sonic presence. And I've seen that work okay, but I always felt like brands didn't fully understand it or develop it, and then when it didn't sort of make the cash register ring, then they went on to something else.
Yeah, I think that's true with a lot of best practices in marketing. It's also a huge commitment, and I think for something like Sonic branding, like what MasterCard's doing now, it feels very permanent, and I think that it takes a lot of courage to be the guy that makes the call to do that. But you only have to look around at the companies that have done it well to know that it is exceedingly effective, and I don't even know if you can really, you know, assign true value to, like, Netflix, HBO, T-Mobile. Those Sonic branding initiatives have been beyond successful. They're, like, endemic to how people think of the brand, which is amazing. I love what MasterCard's doing now with that. I think that seems to be the future, because we're going to be going into a screenless future. So audio is going to have a lot more significance, audio cues that, you know, even subconsciously get people's attention is going to be, you know, probably more and more relevant as time goes by.
Yeah, I mean, it's been such a long time since Intel Inside and that kind of stuff, but, and there's so much more background knowledge, information, statistics, and that kind of stuff that can facilitate this. I find it interesting that some brands don't have a music strategy. I guess that's self-serving to me because I research it. But what would you say to a brand right now that just doesn't have a clue about how to use music or even why it would be important?
Well, you actually mentioned it. You know, you mentioned it in your last question, and it's totally true. What I've seen, even with the most innovative, you know, powerhouse brands globally that there is, I've seen the music part of a brand strategy in a given year is kind of like, I've been, you know, calling it kind of the booty call of the brand strategy, where marketers and marketing teams are very thorough and have apply a great deal of science and methodology to the development of their brand strategy for a given year. And they have corresponding KPI to monitor the success of the strategy. And they look at it really closely, and it's very fully formed. And as they execute on that strategy in the given year, then they complement it with the music as needed. And like I said, that's why it's kind of, to me, it's always been kind of a booty call. Like, oh, hey, are you around? We need you. We need some music to kind of convey this, the elements of this campaign, or, you know, our ethos as a brand. But they don't do it at the outset, where it's included as part of the brand strategy to radiate it and amplify it or complement it. There's just a lot of, like I said, the new information that we have affords us a great deal of capabilities around music now, where we can make it fit and, you know, create an always-on strategy so that you're playing within your sonic guardrails that, you know, based on science, really support your brand identity and or your campaign. And then from there, you can then just iterate within there, right? So, like, you have your core tracks. And then if you need something that might be, you know, high valence, very positive beat, or a very happy sounding song, for whatever marketing purpose, you then can dip into that. And we've got the technology to be able to allow you to be able to do that at scale, to find music that you know your audience really likes and makes them feel happy as part of that, you know, complementary strategy. You can do the same thing with contemplative or, you know, angry or whatever you're trying to convey, but that's, you know, that's the power of music. And now we have, you know, more tools than ever before to be able to harness that power.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you can, it either feels natural or it doesn't. You know, the ones that say they have a music strategy, and I won't call them out here, but, you know, it's almost like they're vegetarian and every once in a while they have a hamburger. I mean, it's just kind of, you know, like, no, you can't do that. That's out of what, you know, your boundaries are that you've set for yourself, or whatever your soundtrack is going to be as a brand. And It's just not, and it's really not about just, you know, throwing a popular song into a commercial anymore, or having something on your website, or, you know, getting a pop star to drink your product on camera. It's just so much deeper than that. And if, you know, I would rather people not even try it than sort of try it, you know, half-ass.
Half-hearted, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that analogy a lot better than mine, so I'm going to go with the vegan, the vegan rather than the booty call.
No, I like the booty call. That has that has musical connotations. So
that might be, probably better for your students.
You can have
it's all about your audience, right?
You can. So what things are you excited about these days, other than what we've talked about? Anything that you can? What things are you watching?
Well, so, I mean, as far as like broad trends industry wide, I gotta, you know, in the spirit of candor, I'm fairly new to the advertising game. It's been about 2.5 years that I've focused, you know, my core discipline, which is the, you know, this data set and the understanding of extending music data into different use cases. What I've been doing is really focused on the evolution of that within the brand community. And what I'm really most excited about is being able to tangibly take the information that we glean from the digital world and the engagement that we have at Spotify and quickly iterating on it into the physical world and being able to, you know, launch concerts that brands can sponsor at scale. You know, 40 or 50 at a time in multiple countries, all based on, you know, real listening data so that you know you have core fans in attendance, which totally changes the complexion of an event. I think that is really, you know, over the last year and a half, what's gotten me out of bed every morning is the ability to provide these new tools to artists in order to be able to connect to not only their audience better, but to connect to brand partners so that they can open up new revenue channels, which is critical. And then I think from there, once you have those good fits, that's when the exciting initiatives kind of, that's when the resulting initiatives come out of it. That's really exciting and kind of first ever approaches to, you know, these sonic campaigns or the sonic identity of the brand, things like that.
That's great stuff. I envy you. And if it's okay, we'll check in occasionally on the podcast and see what new things you're seeing and doing.
I would love that.
You've been listening to Marketing Musicology with Dr. David Allen.